Most universities have limited budgets for field research or giving their students opportunities to travel in order to further their studies. And in Tanzania, this is no different than almost everywhere else in the world. So Dr. Ben Beekmans decided to do something about it. He founded EcoScience, a unique science centre and luxury lodge just outside the Tarangire National Park. The luxury lodge pays for the science centre, which helps students and researchers get out of the classroom and into the field. As a visitor, one of the attractions of EcoScience is its location, away from the hustle and bustle of towns and tourists, and with stunning views across a Tanzanian landscape with no obvious sign of human habitation. So, what does it take to run a centre that really is away from it all? Helen Wallert is the manager at EcoScience.
So there are different aspects that we are handling. The first of it, I would say, is that we take care of the bookings. So we deal with what special accommodation or what special diet requirement or what special service they need for their stay. That's one thing which can be challenging here because with the communication, I mean the telephone network, which sometimes is up, sometimes is down, and also with internet, sometimes it's challenging just to keep up with the everyday operation. That's one thing. Then when people are here, of course, we are hosting them, so we welcome the guests, we take care of them, we feed them, which also means we have to take care of getting the supply, which in this area is quite a challenge as well, because to have fresh product, we are only working with very fresh fruit and vegetables, which means we have to drive to Arusha every week or several times a week, depending on how many guests we have. And Arusha, it's 2-hour drive to get there and then to do the shopping and then to come back. And as you experience the road yourself, it is not a very pleasant road at the end. So it makes it a bit complicated, but everything is always possible in Tanzania. So we always manage anyway. So that's part of our job. And then also running the maintenance of the place. We are in an area which is very dry, but also an area where when it rains, it's the rainy season, it rains really. And then that usually causes damage to the structure, to the tent or to the bungalows. And so we have quite a bit of maintenance work to do all year round. Also maintaining the vehicles and everything because we are, as you said, in the middle of nowhere. So we cannot rely on anybody. We have to be able to deal with every problem ourselves. And this is why also usually it's always a team of managers, one who is more dealing with the guests and the bookings and the paperwork and all that, which would be me. And my husband, who deals more with the maintenance and all the repairs and things like that, and the cooking and other shares. So this is why usually it works well when it's a couple who runs a place like this one.
And how do you deal with things like waste in an area like this? So I'm thinking about the food waste, the plastic bottle waste, and equally the sewage waste as well.
So the sewage waste, actually we have a system so which is in the ground. The water is being filtered through stones and through a natural way, and then it's just dispersed. After it's being filtered, it's dispersed into the land. So that's for water. For the rest of the waste, what we can burn, we burn. So the paper is burned. The rest of the vegetable and all that, we do a pile. So we are trying to make compost, manure with it, which is not that easy in such a dry environment. And then for the bottles and all that, we bring it to Arusha, where it's been collected. So depending on what type of garbage we try, like plastic bottles, there is a company in Arusha who takes them and we can give it to them. And glass bottle as well, but only the clear glass, which is kind of a tricky question because in Tanzania, most of the wine bottles are green and not transparent. And those ones are not collected yet. So this country has a lot, still a long way to go to treat the waste properly and really try to recycle things. It's really not very much developed in this country. And as probably you saw when you travel, most of the people, they just throw their garbage. And it's a lot of work to do to try to teach to people to collect the garbage, to either burn it or bury it or do something with it, but not just let it lay around. So that's quite a big task for a lodge like ours. Yes, that's one of our main issues, actually. It's how we do with our garbage.
And also, again, this being in the middle of nowhere, of course, there's no electricity lines coming in. So how is the lodge powered?
So we are all on solar panel here. We have 3 generator, backup generator, in case we have a technical problem with one of our solar panels, or we don't have enough sun, which is not very much the case here. But it could happen for a week that we don't have enough of full sun, and if we are full of gas, it might become a problem. So then we have diesel generator for backup, but otherwise everything is solar here.
And how about the water? Where does that come from? Because as you've said, this is an incredibly dry area.
So we are lucky because we found water on the property. So we have our own well, and we had to dig to 150 meters to find water. And then it's being pumped to the surface. We have a pumping room with a small generator that allows us to pump the water and bring it to the rooms. So this is our own water, which actually is drinkable. It's a little bit rich in fluoride, but otherwise it is technically drinkable. So it's a proper water that we have. And we are very lucky because many lodges in the area actually have to buy their water from Makuyuni or from Arusha. And it's quite a big cost for a lodge to have to buy water every day for guests, for shower and things like that.
That's Helen Wallart of EcoScience Science Centre and Luxury Lodge. For more information, see ecoscience.co.tz.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.